Hi, this is Favi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch, the podcast where we talk about important things like
stop the limo! The McRib is back! Hello, hello, hello!
Kasho, kasho, kasho!
How's it going, Babelito?
It's grading season, so it can be better, but I'm almost there. But it's all good. How are you?
What are you grading?
I'm grading 100 papers because I'm stupid. And that's what I told my students to do, to write a final paper for both of my classes. So this semester I'm being nice just because it's impossible to be an asshole on top of everything that is going on. So I'm taking it easy.
I thought you were grating cheese. I thought you were making macaroni or something. I was like, tell me more. What kind of cheese? What kind of cheese are you grating?
It's not that exciting.
Why don't you just fail everybody? It's 2020. Fuck it. Just lean in.
That should be the attitude. No, like, my classes are easy as long as you go to class, you know?
Yeah.
But this semester, it's impossible. Like, I have discussion boards for people to discuss. But, for example, my favorite class to teach is 100 because that's, you know, I like to get them young. That
Ew.
Way,
shout out to your husband.
That way, you know, by the time they grad students, they already have questions about how all this shit works, you know?
Yeah.
So, but those classes are fun because they're just like open questions, like what is art? And then we get into like really good discussions, but it's impossible to do it online. So I'm doing like reading responses, but how many reading responses can you do when you have like Corona looming everywhere, you know, like the world falling apart, this country being a mess.
Yeah.
So I was just very, very, very easy this semester. Plus, we cannot fail people this semester. So you just get no credit. So it's like things are very, very different. So I'm just being very lenient.
Yeah.
But once I'm after today, then I can dedicate fully onto writing this new research that I'm working on. But other than that, everything the same, man. Eating banana bread and coffee. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've realized that watching Survivor, I think I've already talked about it on the show, but it like scrambles my brain and puts me in Survivor mode. I'm on season 20. Okay.
Hijo de la
I'm
chinga.
Almost there. I'm halfway through all the seasons. And let me tell you, season 20 is like an all-star season. So they bring back a lot of old people and like it's
good, bitch.
It's good. It's heroes versus villains. So it's like the heroes of the show and the villains of the show. Bitch, the stunts. But I realized that because I hadn't seen my friends in so long, and there was my friends and I, we formed this collective called Gulch, and we curated a show at the Marjorie Barrick Museum. We all went to the museum and you know, with our masks on and socially distant, yada, yada, la cuchara, right? And I was standing there, and we were like kind of standing in a big circle talking, and I'm like, I don't know if what they're telling me is true or not. And I'm like, wait, why did I think that thought? I'm like, oh my God, I'm honestly still like in Survivor mode because I've been locked in my garage stuck in my garage making, I'm making a bunch of commission paintings right now because, you know, I'm blessed and busy with work. And so I just put it on in the background and I work, and it's like, so I watch like 8 episodes a day because I'm working for 8 hours a day, you know, at least. And so I'm over here thinking my friends are forming secret alliances without even telling me. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to stop watching that fucking show. So after season 20, I'm going to take a couple weeks off, take a breather, you know, watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City or something and just like clear my brain because...
It's justo y necesario.
Ay, Dios mío. Oh, my God. Anyway, we are Latinos Who Lunch. We haven't done this in a while, but what have you eaten for lunch lately?
Oh, my God. Like, we've been in, not me anymore. I don't know. I've been so busy, but we've been in salsa mode. So we keep making chilaquiles all the time. So for lunch, it's been a constant chilaquile night. And shout out to my cuñado, Alex. He knows the tamal. Oh, shit. Again, he knows the tamal lady, like the one and only, because her tamales are incredible, man. So I think I've eaten a couple dozen tamales in the last couple weeks. This weekend, he's like, are you gonna order some? I'm like, I really want to, but I'm not going to, because I've just been eating a lot. It's just so good. When you have a tamal that is the perfect ratio de masa y carne, güey.
Oh.
Porque muchas veces te ponen un chingo de...
Tell me everything. Details.
Es que me caga la... Primero que nada.
Uh-huh.
I hate when people make tamales when it's not a real, like, corn husk.
Uh-huh.
Las compran de plástico. Because that's a thing.
What?
Shout out to my cousin Julie.
That's not a thing.
It, like, go look it up, like, some synthetic... I don't know if it's plastic, but there's some synthetic corn husk that they sell. And it's just like, I think they're super cheap and people make them like that.
What?
I don't like that. You know, I need to be authenticated.
Well, no, also like it gives it a little bit of a different flavor too. Like it's
the
part
flavor.
Of it. You know what I mean?
Right, right. I do like that people are experimental with their tamales, pero like there's a line. Like I will do a cream cheese dulce de guayaba tamal. But I will not do a tofu tamal, for instance, you know? So, pero lo que más me caga, believe it or not, is when they put too much meat on the tamal.
Uh-huh.
Like, am I eating like a side dish or am I eating a tamal? Like, pónganse de acuerdo, cabrones. So this señora, man, oof. And you call her, you'll be like, hey, I want tamal. She's like, okay, come in 3 hours. And they're so good. Una vez le quedaron bien gachos, but that's because she had to go out. Y obvio, le encargó la olla de los tamales al marido, and he'll just open it, and he's like, okay, ya están listos. And then we tried them. Sabían en grudo, güey. They were gross. She felt so bad that she made pupusas for us.
Oh.
It was great. She's like, I should have gotten her name. I'm going to ask because she's in the Inland Empire. She should be getting all of the orders because they're so good. And because it's the perfect ratio, that's what I've been eating almost nonstop this last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I know tamales in Central America are like its own thing. So like,
yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, with Mexican tamales, I think the smaller they are, the better. Honestly, because I love when the tamales are tiny. Do you know what I'm talking about? They're like slivers.
Oh, yeah. Cuando those, así, no. Yo los quiero así como que del la. No sé, güey. mejor no entramos al detalle.
No, but I'm just saying because, like, there's a lot of... Okay, I'm going to talk shit. There's this tamal place here in town. There's two tamal places that are very popular here in Las Vegas. And their tamales are too big. And it loses the flavor. Like, I like it when the salsa in the... You know, I don't know what they call it. What are they... In Guatemala, we call it el recado. Like, the stuff that goes in the salsa that's in the...
In el guisado, I don't know.
In the meat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When it's like colors the whole tamal and is like throughout the whole thing. Like, cause when you go to these restaurants, it's like a big white ball of masa with the meat inside. I'm like, that's not what we want. You know,
Mm-mm.
We want the flavor Mm-mm. to be throughout the whole tamal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Totally.
Guatemalan tamales, those are different. Those are like un bojote de... They mass a whole fucking rib in there, bones and all.
And they're soft, no?
And they're soft, yeah. And they're with banana leaves. That's how my family does them. And so,
no, that's how Southern Mexico too. They do it like in Chiapas. Yeah. I remember I had one tamal from Chiapas, dude. It was, and no era un banana leaf. Era, ya se me olvidó el nombre de la hoja. But it had a whole entire half, like half of an egg, a whole entire half. A half of an egg, and it had prunes. I know it sounds, and era de mole. I know it sounds gross, but it is, to this day, it is the most delicious tamal I've had in my fucking life.
Se pasa. Get it? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. The Guatemalan tamales for me, this is the thing too, is like if you don't make the masa right, if the consistency is wrong, if the masa is not firm enough, it's not good. And so it's all about the flavor of the masa too. It has to be like the perfect ratio of seasoning and flour, because if you steam them and they get too wet, it's just like mushy and it's not good.
Como engrudo. Yeah, así le quedaron a la señora por culpa del marido.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly, exactly. But yeah, I don't know if my family's going to make tamales this year. It's so sad. I think this will be the first year. Finally, my grandma's dreams are coming true, because my grandma, she fucking hates it. Like, every year, they're like, Mama, van a hacer tamales a la casa. And then my grandma's always like, Ay, ya estoy vieja, por favor, déjeme en paz. You know, every year. She's like, Este ya es el último año, mucha. You know, she's just like so over it. And I think she's
going to... Este año no cargo los peregrinos.
And she just... I love my grandma because she just stands there now. She's like 85. She just stands there and watches everybody. Like, she doesn't...
Judging.
She's like, when you put the salt in, she's like, She just like makes little sounds. And then she'll take like her ring finger and like dip it in and taste it. And then she like does it. You know, then she'll come in and kind of fix it up. But I don't know if it's happening this year. If it is happening, I ain't going, because there's a couple anti-maskers in my family, so I refuse to do anything with them this year. I'm going to go somewhere in the middle of the desert this Christmas and just be by myself. So,
And that's the thing, like tamales son, it's like a communal thing.
Yeah.
Like you have to gather everybody, and it's part of it. It's como hacer buñuelos también. And yes. Which we've talked about buñuelos before.
Yes. Ugh. And also, I love how people eat them. Like, because some people eat tamales. Okay, for example, los tamales guatemaltecos de mi familia, like my mom makes like a slaw to go with it. And so you get the tamal, you open the banana leaf. It's so beautiful. It's like this big leaf, green leaf with this big tamal in the center. And then we put limon on it. And then it's like this, it's like repollo with cabbage, with aguacate slaw that she makes with cilantro. And some people like it with crema, so like sour cream. And
that sounds bomb.
Oh my God. And then you just like eat it all together, and you can put more salsa on top. Mexican tamales, I love like the perfect bite when you have like arroz, frijoles, tamales, and then a salsita. Oh, bitch. Oh my God. Speaking of salsa, girl, shout out to Lola's Cocina. That's lolascocina.com. They got a new salsa on the market, girl. Okay, let me tell you. They have the classic salsa negra, which is always going to be my favorite. But now they have a salsa morita now that...
I love chiles moritas.
Bitch, it is so smoky. And I usually don't like smoky, but bitch, you got to order it, because it kind of smells like hot dogs when you open it. You know, like a smoked sausage smell. And...
That's my jam, literally.
I know, smoking sausage, I know. And so the I think it'll be perfect on like shrimp, seafood, I think is going to be the best, but I'm going to try it on like to make some vegan recipes with it, cuz it gives it kind of a meaty flavor, you know. And I tried it on tamales the other day, and it's bomb on tamales as well. So
hablando de enchiladas francesas, dude, what? we have to give a shout out to the people in Pinole Blue, because they send us this package.
Oh my God, hashtag not sponsored, but yes, say more.
Yes, and they actually send a masa mix that it's blue corn. They sell tortillas, fresh tortillas. I got a package in the mail, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Estaba frío, güey. It was still like, it was preserved. So, like, you best believe, like, I had tortillas with my breakfast from Pinole Blue, girl. They were so good. And I said this before about El Milagro. Cuando te comes una tortilla and it's and if you can taste the nixtamalization, you know that shit is good. And the people from Pinole Blue sent us that stuff, and I had a bite, and I was like, oh my God, this is exact. And it's so funny because we had just recorded the day before, and I was like, fuck, I wish I would have had it so I can talk a little bit more about it. But yes, they sell all kinds of products. They sell cookies. Like cookies, by the way, esas sabían a tamales, güey. Like, pero like dulce, you know? Like, oh, they do all these blue corn products. And their logo has a tarahumara in it. So, like, you cannot go wrong. So, again, it's Pinole Blue. I should find the link and I should find the actual website so we can
we'll put it in the show notes, bitch. You act like this is your first podcast. What the fuck? We'll put it in the show notes, everything that we're talking about, guys. Okay, or folks. Sorry about that. Language matters, everybody. So,
yes.
Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, salsa negra. You know, Lola's cocina. Oh, my God. Okay, bitch. This is another. You like how before we started recording, I was like, we got to do the intro quick. We got to get to these letters.
Yes,
20
that's what
minutes
I was
later.
Thinking.
Okay, so Lola, her sister Elise, shout out to Elise. She listens to the podcast. She lives in Vegas, okay? The LWL family is strong and we're everywhere, bitch. So be careful, okay? And so pay your taxes, everybody.
No, se meta con mi cucu.
Cucu. Okay, so she lives in Vegas and, you know, we talk a lot of shit about we talk a lot of shit about conchas on the show. Like, we make fun of it because, you know, like every Latinx vendor event has, like, you know, concha bras and concha earrings and, you know, concha whatever.
Calzones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. shout out to Calchonis. And so the Elise made fresh conchas that she made from scratch, bro. And she brought them to my house. So sweet. They look like little Santa Clauses. And when I tell you, I have never had a concha so fresh. It made me a believer. Like, I can't talk shit about conchas anymore. It was so bomb. Have you ever had a freshly baked concha?
Yeah, in Juarez and in Puebla. Like, the last one was like a couple years ago in Puebla when they're like, las. Cuando terminan de hacerla, las ponen en la ventana, you know?
Yes.
Like, oh, that shit is good.
Yes.
I mean, I get it. It's just like, I don't want to get into it. But yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yes. Okay. Now, before we move on to our listener letters, I just want to talk about the Selena series on Netflix really quick. Babelito and I, last week, we came out with a little bonus ep for everybody. And I think everybody, the responses were incredible. I think people want us to do the whole series. So, are you down?
Pues ya que chingados, ya nos entregamos.
Yes, I think it's fun. And I think it would give me a reason to continue watching the show. We might give you a little bonus extra surprise next week, okay? So stay tuned, everybody. The Babelito and I have something up our sleeve to make your Christmas vacation a little bit better if you're home with your family and you don't want to hang out with them and watch the Selena series with us, okay?
A little bit bitter. Le dije a mi mamá que estábamos viendo la serie, and she's like, no te voy a platicar, pero el papá era malísimo.
Spoiler alert. Oh my gosh. If you haven't yet, I recommend you watch Trixie and Katya watching it.
I watched it.
They are so, I'm like, verbatim, Trixie said some of the shit that I was saying, which was hilarious. Yes. I'm like, oh my gosh, you took my line.
Oh, so funny.
That was so funny. It was, okay, it okay, was okay. So good. Let's take a break, and we're gonna jump right into our listener letters. Christmas time is here, Babalito. And you know what I want for Christmas?
Un hipopótamo.
No, I don't have the space for it. But I would love health, you know, good health, including sexual reproductive health. And you know who's here to help us with that?
Let me guess. Planned Parenthood.
Don't feel like sitting in a waiting room right now? Well, Planned Parenthood's got you covered as a leader in using new technologies to provide high-quality health care in ways that fit your life.
Y como vivimos en el futuro, through Planned Parenthood's virtual appointments, you can get high-quality, affordable care your way, by phone or video. It's super easy. You get trusted providers that will listen, give you information, and support you in all of your health care decisions.
That's right. Planned Parenthood's telehealth appointments are high quality, affordable, and private, just like in-person visits. Whether you, well, even better, because you don't have to dodge the protesters in front of the one by my house.
Ay,
qué pendejos.
No.
Just let us live. Okay, literally, let us live. We're just trying to live, you know?
That's right.
Whether you need help with birth control, a prescription refill, or other sexual or reproductive care services, skip the waiting room and get the care you need when you need it.
Planned Parenthood takes the stress out of healthcare and is ready when you are.
Check out PlannedParenthood.org/lunch. That's PlannedParenthood.org/lunch to learn more and book a virtual appointment.
Again, that's PlannedParenthood.org/lunch.
Come on, Arg!
Oh,
yeah, yeah, you're good. Do that. OMG, Babalito. I just have to say, the Patreon family is strong, baby. Okay? Thank you to everybody that's been supporting us on Patreon. We really appreciate it. We couldn't do the show without you. Because of you, we were able to hire a producer to help us. And, you know, we've been doing the show for 5 years, and we're just overwhelmed with the support. You can go to patreon.com/latinoswholunch or go to our website, go to the donate page. It's all there for you. And when you go to Patreon, you can support us in three different ways, three different tiers. We got our amigas, our comadres, and our madrinas/madrines. Okay. And today, we're going to give special shout-outs to all of our comadres.
That's right. And we're gonna start with Ada V. Shout-out to you. Thank you so much.
Alan M.
Alba. Muchas gracias.
I'm going to try to read them all in Spanish, okay? Alberto G.
Okay. Alejandra N. Shout-out to you.
Alejandra M.
Alicia K. Muchas gracias.
Alma A.
Ana Cristina P. Shout-out to you.
Ángela A.
Angélica.
Angélica N.
Anita R. Mujer Fiera, shout out.
Antonio V.
Barry.
That's Barry at podcastincolor.com. Camille S. Oh, sorry. Camille S.
Chelsea M. H.
Chris V.
Christian R. Shout out to you.
Cody B.
Chris.
Cynthia H. Re. J. I said aha, ahe, ahota.
Daisy M, shout out to you.
Dan.
Daniel S, muchas gracias.
Grizzly Kiki, we love you. David L.
Deborah R, shout out.
Dulce P.
Edelweiss C, shout out to you and your name.
Hell yeah. Elizabeth G.
Esbeidi B.
Esteban C.
Fostatic F.
Gabriela O.
Gavi L. W.
Top of the morning to you, Herman M.
Gilberto A.
Grecia R.
Gris R.
Oli ese, Holly S. Muchísimas gracias. And we're going to thank the rest of our comadres on our next break. Now let's get to the listener letters. Here we go again. Back to the listener letters. And again, you can email us at asklwlpod@gmail.com.
Amen. And also feel free to send us voice memo, and you can call now at 512-333-0471. Again, that's 512-333-0471. That's if you want to leave us a voicemail, and we may play it on the show.
And actualmente, today, we have a voice memo we're going to start with. Are you ready, Babs?
Yes.
This is from our friend Rasi. And it is, let's see. Oh, it's relating talking to your family about Black Lives Matter.
Hey, Fabi. Hey, Babalico. It's me, Rasi. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just have a question on, like, how to deal with, like, family drama or whatnot regarding, like, Black Lives Matter. So, like, I was posting a lot about Black Lives Matter, and a cousin, quote unquote, called me out on it. She's one of those dumbasses that, like, all lives matter, bullshit, whatnot. I wrote her, like, I explained everything to her, but she didn't believe, she didn't want to learn or whatever. So she, like, hates me, or I don't care about her anymore. Like, I blocked her. Like, I don't want to deal with that shit anymore. My problem is with her siblings. Like, I was really close to them, and I think I am close to them. But ever since that interaction with her, like, I feel like they've been, like, ostracizing me because of it, because of their sister. And I have a feeling that they believe what she believes. And I don't want to associate, or I don't want to deal with her, hang out or whatever with people that believe that. Cause, like, if that is what they believe, if they're just like her, they're not going to learn. So I'm not, but it's still affecting me, like, emotionally, like, they had a cookout, and I think that was because of, like, Corona, right? So, but my brother and my sister-in-law went, and I asked them, like, hey, did they ask about me? Just like, yeah, one of them did, but I'm just like, but I don't know why I care, because, like, if they don't believe Black Lives Matter, like, why do I want to hang out with them, right? But it's still, like, affecting me. I don't know, it's just weird. I'm just, like, rambling, but, like, how do I deal with that? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, Rasi, I feel your pain. Also, this was sent to us, like, in July, so sorry, we're just getting to it, but we can't manage to get past one fucking email an episode, but we're getting there. We're catching up.
But it's still relevant. It's still relevant
because we're going into Christmas, and like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, like, I'm not even going to spend it with my family this year because I'm already stressed out just thinking about it, because of, you know, the kind of like the anti-maskers in my family. But what do you think, Babs?
It's I always refer to your answer in, like, some of the first listener letter episodes, which is to question. That's the best way to push,
mm-hmm.
because this rhetoric comes from hate, and hate comes from a skewed version of history. So, which goes to say that this is an opportunity for us to get educated, because if we're going to confront family members and friends, like, we need to show some receipts, you know? So this should be an opportunity for us to get educated. This should be an opportunity for us to educate the people that we care about, because we shouldn't carry the burden of fucking, you know, like, checking everybody out. So I think it's important to be able to do that. And the best way to do it is by questioning, like, what do you mean by that? Like, what do you hear that in? Why do you say that? And where does that come from, you know? And again, when the rhetoric comes from hate, it's always wrong. And you're going to get to a point where, like, the questioning is not going to come from you. The question is going to come from them. When they're going to start interrupting their thoughts and be like, oh, shit, you know, like, but why? Because that's the way. Hate functions when you don't question it, when you, mm-hmm. when the myth is, you see the myth as truth. You know, so when you have grown up all your life not thinking about it and having this perception of history that it's all completely whacked, then you don't question it. So your family members are lucky enough to have somebody like you to at least be able to do that, you know? So they're going to get to a point where, like, their answers are going to be just defensive, you know, because that's the nature of family discussions. And that's when you know that you got to them. So, yes, you're not going to resolve it. Yes, you're not going to change completely the way they think, but you're going to interrupt their days, and you have to know when to walk out just so you can have a good day so they don't ruin your Christmas. And keep the door open for future dialogue, because that's what we do. We nos ponemos bien spicy, güey. Empezamos a pelear y guara, la cuchara, chinga tu madre, no, chinga la tuya. And then you don't want to approach the subject with them anymore. Try to leave the door open if you think these people are worth it. Because if you don't, then fuck it.
Yeah, and I don't know how old you are, but I've definitely see a difference in myself from my 20s to my 30s. Like, I feel like in my 20s, you know, this is something that's also ingrained within the Latinx community, is like this value in family, and like that we have to respect our elders, and
right,
and whatever they say goes, and estamos en sus casas, you know, like you can't really argue with them in their house. And that is all great. I mean, it's great to respect your elders, but it's also great to stand up for human rights and to set an example for maybe your younger relatives that are in the same room hearing these same ignorant-ass conversations. And I feel more confident now, and I'm damn near 40 years old. I'm not a little kid anymore. I'm not just going to sit there and let people say dumb shit. And if it was me 10 years ago, I would be like, oh, I can't do that. I don't want to cause tension during the holidays with my family. But me today, que coman mierda. I don't give a fuck. Like, fuck you. You know, like, and that's just over the years of me slowly building up the confidence to, like, maybe in the beginning I would just like make a sigh when my uncle said something stupid, just so everybody in the room knew that, or roll my eyes, you know, something very passive aggressive, but like to get the point that I didn't agree with what was happening. And then, like I said, I would start, you know, 5 years later, I would start asking questions. And now I feel like I'm at a point where I just like to say, you know, when somebody's saying something stupid, I just wanted to say, you know, everybody in the table, that I don't agree with what you're saying. I understand that this is your house and this is your opinion, but silence is consent, right? Like, I'm not, I don't believe in what you're saying. And if you want to argue with me about it, let's party. If not, well, then just keep being ignorant. Like, and so, and because I'm that bold now, my family, when I walk in the room now, they're on their best fucking behavior. And I don't know.
Formaditos.
I can tell. Like, they change the way that they say certain things because they'll know that I will look at them and be like, what did you just say? You know? And so they'd rather not have that confrontation, which sucks because they're not really changed. They're just different around me, you know? But I can see in my cousin's eyes that it's building their moral compass. You know, it's showing them that their parents are flawed, and that they're the next generation that's going to change the world for the better. You know what I mean? And I also want to say that it is really important. Family is really important because a lot of us really, you know, that's who we had. That's who helped us through our toughest times. But I also want to say to all those people, these last 9 months during this fucking pandemic, we've been locked in our houses, a lot of us with abusive family members. The people that hurt us the most are also our families, okay?
Yeah.
And so I just want to say this to the listeners that are having a really hard time, that are in abusive relationships or have abusive parents, that you're not alone, you know? And because of religion, because of our culture, because of this, because of that, you know, we're trained to just put up with the shit. And then we repeat the same abusive and toxic behaviors with our friends and with our families when we have our families, you know? And so some of you, it's dangerous for you to react because you don't want to be punished. You don't want to be physically hurt sometimes for stating your opinion, or you don't want to lose your cousin, like Rassi, right? Like he's sad because they're sad because they don't, you know, that's somebody that they truly loved. You know how many fucking tías and tíos I blocked on Facebook and told them that they're fucking racist idiots this year? A lot.
Same,
and I was sad for maybe a half a day, and I'm like, oh my God. After a month, I was like, oh my gosh, what a blessing.
Soy libre.
What a blessing. So shout out to my tía Lisette and her ignorant ass. Anyway, I blocked her on Facebook, and it was the best thing I ever did, okay? And so when you're talking about Black Lives Matter, girl, some of these white Mexicans walking around thinking you know, that shit doesn't apply to them because, you know, there's no racism in Mexico. Like, they're walking around thinking that. You're not going to get through to them in one, you know, with one talk, you know, or with one interruption. It's going to take years, and it's also going to take years of you letting go of this idea. I'm sorry to say it, but letting go of this idea that family is everything, okay? And I'm talking about, like, blood-related family, because I've, you know, especially right now, this is hitting me a little harder because, you know, of the irresponsibility of a lot of my ignorant family members right now during the coronavirus pandemic.
And approaching the holidays, too.
Yeah, and also just going through some situations right now where me and my friends are realizing that we've created our own queer family, you know, and we're protecting each other in that way. So just know that your friends that you've, you know, hopefully you have relationships with people that are like-minded that you can go to in these times and not feel alone. But also if all you have is family, that's part of it. The reason why, I'm sorry to say it, but the reason why a lot of these, a lot of these values with Latinx communities, like God first, family second, or family first, God, you know, like, yeah, that's part of the fucking patriarchy to control your fucking brain, bitch. Like, no, but your family isn't only your blood-related family. It's the people that care for you and love for you when you're down, okay? And I'm like RuPaul, we're your family now. Come here, give mama a hug. But anyway,
but it's true.
It's complicated. True, it's, you know what I'm saying?
It is. And it's like it's from family to family. Like, the dynamics change a lot, you know? It's some family units, it's impossible. Some family units, it's kind of like lo que se ve no se pregunta, right? And that it's the same goes with racism. But like, I don't, as you say, like, silence is consent, and you just can't be quiet anymore. And I think that the most important thing, which again, it might come with age, is evaluating if this is worth it, you know, if this is the family that you want to preserve, you know, because it might not be. And that's what Fabi's saying. Like, he's come to a place where, like, he knows what's valuable or not and what's worth it or not, and he understands, and he's been lucky enough to be able to form another family, you know what I'm saying? And some of you may not feel like that. Some of you feel that it's worth it, and if it is, you're gonna put on the work. I've been having these conversations with my family for 10 years or even longer. Much longer than that. I remember the first time sitting down and talking about this, but I remember how I used to approach the subject in my mid-20s and how I do it now. It's completely, completely, completely different. So the dynamics are going to change as long as the conversations don't stop. But you have to, you know, introspection. Like, you have to, like, sit down, understand if, like, this relationship with your cousin is really worth it. And if it is, then you gotta put on the work. And at the end of the day, I think it's gonna be very satisfactory. And at the end of the day, if they still decide that fuck you, all lives matter, then that's when you need to walk away. And I think it's important, and I think it's good. And it will feel good. It takes time, but it will feel good.
Exactamente. Thank you so much for sending that voice message, voice memo. You can send them to our email or leave them at the phone number that Babalito said in the beginning, 512-333-0471. Okay, next email is from Valeria. fun questions, I promise, from Tucson, Arizona, okay?
Ya te tienen miedo, güey.
I know. I'm sorry. I was raised in an abusive household. What can I say? Okay. Hi, Favi Fav and Babalito. I have been listening to you for almost a year and a half and binge listening all your episodes in about 4 months. Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
Imagine having Latinos Who Lunch brain. Like, I have survivor brain. Oh, my gosh. Pobrecita. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I remember my husband, when he got an interview like 2 years ago, uh-huh. he said in his interview, yeah, I do video, I do this, wara wara la cuchara. He just did not get hired.
Guess what, Mimi? Oh my gosh. I just love your podcast, and it's my favorite podcast ever. Thursdays are my favorite. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much. Okay, here's the questions. Just a few, all right? Have you ever thought about recording your podcast in video format? I would love to see your facial expressions when you guys laugh and have serious conversations about racism and the empire. I would watch! Exclamation point, all caps. Babs?
We had thought about it, and I think didn't we try it once with like Instagram Live, and like I started acting like I was performing, and it was just like, it's weird. And that goes with also having people in the room. And that's something that we established early, because like, I didn't see it, but you saw it, that the way that we communicate, the way that I talk, for instance, changes.
You were acting insane, bro. It was pretty funny.
And you're like,
what are you talking about? I'm like, what are you doing?
I don't see it. I didn't see it. I mean, I understand it, obviously, but I just didn't see it. I was like, what are you talking about? Like,
no, I mean, we could work past that. I think you can, too. Like, I feel like we feel more comfortable with our own voices now, you know? But
yeah.
Girl, we've been doing this shit for free for 5 years, and I ain't about to edit videos on top of audio. Sorry.
That's like,
ain't nobody got time for
thing.
That. Okay. That's why. Go ahead.
Unless she knows, you know, unless she knows a producer who wants to do all of this shit for us.
I ain't doing it, Mimi. I already said no. I made a decision. Remember, this is the year of no. No. And so,
true.
And it used to be because I didn't like watching myself, but girl, I look good now, okay? I love myself. My skin is flawless. It's fine. But I don't know. It's a podcast. It's for you to put in your ears. And then it makes our live appearances or guest appearances on video even more special. But
a little bit more special, yeah.
But we've thought about it. It's just not what this is. But you know, who knows? Maybe in the future, right? All right. Question number two. Favi, have you ever visited Babalito in Chicago? If you haven't, why not? When was the last time you two recorded together in person? Favi, have you ever visited? No, I have not visited Babalito in Chicago. Why not?
I also haven't been in Chicago for a year.
Yeah. This might be an old email.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for Babalito to fly me out there. I've flown Babalito to like 24 different cities over the last 5 years and can't get one fucking free flight, Babs.
That's a really good point, and I'm going to tell you why. Because somehow, como dicen en México, nadie es profeta en su tierra. And I've tried to bring Latinos Who Lunch in Chicago through like 4 different institutions y nadie me pela. Because I was like, this is the opportunity, you know, like, let's do it in UIC. Let's do it through the Latino Cultural Center. Let's do it through the Mexican Art Museum. Let's do it through the Contemporary Art Museum. Y mira, nadie, güey, les vale madre. Pero the second I leave Chicago, I van a estar chingue, chingue, chingue. Watch my fucking words. It's complicated, but I don't know, like every year I try to come back to the West Coast, so maybe that would not even be a relevant question in a couple of months, but we will see. But also like Rona, and this has been a crazy...
Girl, you've been in Chicago for years. Don't even blame it on the Rona. All I heard was excuses. Did you hear that, Valeria? Me too.
It was 2 years, wait, it's been only you know that
years.
This week, well, yesterday I graduated 3 years ago. And I got married 2 years ago. Like, it seems like it's been like a fucking lifetime, but
I know time is irrelevant now. Who cares?
That's right.
Yeah, I do want to go back to Chicago, though. I only been there once. And so someday. Okay, when was the last time we recorded together in person? Ooh, I don't even remember.
It was a year ago in the North Las Vegas Library for the Radio Lonchea.
East Las Vegas Library, bro.
That's right.
Okay, next one. I wish I could afford to be a donor to you two, but I'm struggling with, you know, my sucky pay at a four-year institution. I would love to support by buying some merch. Is that something you're bringing back? Hello! Thank you for bringing that up. You can go to latinoswholunch.com/coloringbook and get our coloring book today. We only printed a few more copies, so get them while they last. Okay, last question. I promise. Cochitos or conchas?
Cochitos, because it just sounds dirtier. I don't know what that is.
The little pig, pan dulces.
Ah, cochinitos.
Cochitos. They might be Central American. You never know.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea. I'm conchas. Cochinitos. Cochitos. Mm-mm. No me gustan.
Why not?
I don't know, man. I'm not a pan. I mean, I'm a sweets person, but when it comes to pan dulce, it's very, casi no. Casi, you know, es que a mí me gustan las cosas like fruity. So like if there's an empanada con piña o con fresa, like shit like that, I love. Mm. Pero like a pan dulce, I'm not a fan. So I will say conchas. ¿Tú?
Oh, that's hard. I like them both. I'm going to go with cochitos. I don't know. If they're fresh, shout out to Elise. If they're fresh, like Elise's conchas, I'll have those. But if they're just, I like how compact, how dense the cochitos are, you know, because you can just like dip them in coffee. I feel like conchas, right. You have to tear them and it just gets messy and it's too much. It's too much. Okay. Thank you so much, Valeria. Do we have time for another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. We're going to get... Oh, my God. This is already our second... Now our third email.
Third.
Go ahead, Baz. You want to read this one?
Okay. This is from Jessica. Hello, hello, hello. Saludos, Fabi, Babelito. Hope this email finds you hanging in there. During this time of upheaval and uncertainty, I've made it a point to uplift the things that bring me joy. A few things for me is listening to podcasts. Latinos Who Lunch has brought me joy this last couple of years, and for that, I am very thankful. So sweet. During the last couple of months of quarantine, what has brought you joy? Stay safe, Jessica. Postdata. Thank you for the information you posted on Latinos Who Lunch Instagram regarding Black Lives Matter. Postdata again. Can I be a madrina de ramo? What? Hola, Fabi Fab y Mabelito. Thank you so much, Jessica. What has brought you joy to me has been anime. Ever since this whole thing started, I have not stopped working. And I've done a lot of like new research, writing. So, and always the first stage of writing is just reading and looking into sources and making connections. I make like beautiful mind boards in my house to make sense of what I'm saying, because I'm always trying to ask the next question. Like I always go with topics that have been discussed, but I always try to ask a question that has never been asked. And that always requires like a lot of like, you know, like I have to think about it. So I make boards. Right now I have a whole entire board going on trying to make connections. That makes me so happy. I love that stage of research. And then at night, between cooking YouTube videos and anime. Like anime makes me think about nothing but anime. Like, oh, that was a really good fight scene. Like I never in my life thought I will be one of those people. But right now I'm watching 7 fucking anime at the same time and I love them all. And sometimes it takes me months, sometimes it takes me a week, but that just makes me so happy. So I will say that. I will say anime. ¿Y tú?
What has brought me joy? Not much. Well, I think having the time to be in Las Vegas for very long, like for longer than a couple months at a time. I don't know if it's brought me joy, because I think I've been the most depressed that I've ever been this year, but it does bring me joy that I've had enough time now in my house to like really set up my room how like as a living space instead of just a place that I sleep every few months once in a while. So like my room now is like I've like created a very kind of safe space
like
for
a
myself.
Sanctuary.
Yeah, and like functional, and like my plants are happier, and you know, I got my little essential oil humidifier thing going, and my little, I don't know, I even like, not even knowingly, like I made like a little altar for stuff, you know. I just like to decorate with dumb shit, and like it's just fun. It's just like it makes me feel like I have a like a fun personal space, when before it was just like, girl, I gotta go, I'm only here for a week, I just like throw shit everywhere, you know, like who cares. And so,
yeah, home is everything. Yeah. Like when you have a home to finish your day at, it's everything.
Yeah. So that has really brought me joy. Also, like connecting with people now in times of this pandemic and these uncertain times, as they say. There's this rhetoric right now, like, this is really going to show you who your friends are, you know, like who's been reaching out to you and who hasn't. Like, fuck that. We are all going fucking through it. And like, I'm realizing that I like I'm more of an introvert than I thought. I don't like talking on the phone with people, you know, like it's not my thing. And I realized that I was like really overexerting myself doing a lot of social things, 'cause I thought that's what I wanted to do. And I'm realizing now, like, a lot of my friendships, like my best friends, we text once in a while, but it's not like, you know, we're like on the phone every fucking day, you know? And so right. I think about that, and I felt guilty about that at the beginning of the Rona, like, oh, I gotta just check on everybody and keep calling people. And now I'm like, oh my God, stop calling me. I'm doing fine. Leave me alone, you know? And so just kind of realizing, I think just realizing that, like, yo, it's okay. Like, take a step back. Don't get mad at people for not checking on you. And don't feel guilty for not checking on people. Like, we're all fucking going through it. It's going to be okay, you know? And because of that, certain bonds with certain friends have gotten stronger. And some of them are just on a break right now, you know, because you don't see them as often. And I'm doing a lot because I'm in town. I've been like walking a lot in nature, which I didn't used to have time to do. And like every Wednesday, shout out to Dr. Erica Abad and my friend Berta. We all go on walks once a week, you know, and that it's just been such a nice thing to do. So like establishing new relationships, or like figuring out what you consider like good friendships during this time, like having the time to be introspective, I guess, has brought me joy. And then also just like creating a safe space. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's. Yeah, no, totally. That makes sense. And like,
because I know you, you are like a Pier 1 import, like design, interior design.
No, girl, that's my white past life.
HDTV, accent wall, HD trading.
No, you know what?
Trading space.
When I finally moved to my own place after years in Chicago, I was able to pull all my art from all my friends and putting like rearranging the room, like making a gallery with all of that artwork. Oh, that brought me so much joy. And coming home to my space, coming home to that, you know, to like, because when you have student work, when you have friends work, when you have work from people that you're like, I don't know, like an officially mentor or whatever, there's so much more to that artwork that it's behind, you know, what you see. So, and that's an extension of what I am, you know, and what extension of what I do. So not having that this year has been not difficult, but like we've moved like four times, I think, this year, and we're moving once again at the end of the year. And that's always like, oh, like, yes, it feels like you're in a vacation because you're in a completely different place, but it's also not home. So I completely get what you're saying.
Yeah. So thank you so much for that letter, Jessica. We really appreciate it. Okay, time's up. We got to take a break. And then we'll be right back with quick recommendations. Comadres, what will we do without you? Thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. And I'm going to start by thanking Isis S.
Burke, shout out to you. Jake N, shout out.
Oh, that's Isis from Burke? Oh my God.
Yes.
Shout out to your little white daughter too. So cute. Okay, who? Where am I at? Sorry.
Jake.
Okay. Jake N. Jeanette R.
Jeanette H, shout out to you.
Jesse R.
Jessica M.
Jessica V.
Jonah S. Ooh.
Josue R.
Julia V.
Juliana R.
Catherine H. Shout out to you.
Happy belated birthday. Catherine M.
Kikis.
Laura E.
Lauradora N.
Lea T. H.
Leida H. Shout out.
Lidia M.
Magali E. Un abrazo.
María P. G.
Mari, Mare, me, gracias.
Marisol. Ow.
Marta A. J.
Mikael L.
Nick B. Shout out to you.
Oh, Series O. Shout out to you, boo boo.
Viva los Dodgers. Raciel. Viva los. Sí.
Raci, thank you. Raquel SV.
Robert L. Shout out.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to you, Maricona. Okay. Let's see. Where am I at?
Robin.
Robin M. Girl, I'm not even drunk. What's happening?
Rose Aura.
Rosa P.
Rosario CS.
Sara R. Gracias.
Shannon M.
Susan A.
Silvia F.
Tania D. R.
Tania MS.
Tyler.
Vanessa L.
Veronica C.
Sochi S. Kisses, girl.
Yanet F. Oh my God. Is that my relative? Thank you, cuz. Like, I better stop talking shit about my family on this show. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh.
Janet P.
Yesi L. D. All right. Thank you guys so much. Thanks to everybody that's supporting us on Patreon. And you know what? I also want to say, don't feel bad if you have to give us less money. If you go down to the Amiga level, we understand times are tough. A lot of us are out of work. And, you know, we really appreciate your support. And anything helps. So thanks again. If you want to do a one-time donation, you can also go through our PayPal. All the information is on our website, latinoswholunch.com. How do you say slash in Spanish?
Slash.
Slash donate. Okay, we're back and it's time for recommendations. Do you have any, Babs?
Yes, this comes from Greñas, you know. Greñas from Coca y
Bitch,
Greñas.
That was gonna be mine.
Te gané.
That's okay, we could both do it. So, how did you know? I fucking love Greñas. Are you gonna do his new band?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good.
So the
Chilo
Machine Lunch shout out of this week,
yes,
is the wonderful band from Austin, Easy Compadre.
Yes.
And I especially recommend the newest single, Demostenes is the name of the single. Dude, I got it in an email. I play listen and within 20 seconds, I was already crafting an email back saying thank you. The music is amazing. It fuses anything from Latin bass world beat to like really, I don't know, like 2000s, like synthesizers.
Yes.
But I don't know, you have to listen to it. There's a quality to it that I absolutely love. Again, the band is from Austin. It's called Easy Compadre. They're on Spotify. You can also, of course, support them. Go to their Bandcamp, easycompadre.bandcamp.com. And the name of the track is Demostenes. And there's so many good songs. So just, you know, spend time, sit down, fumate un porro and listen to this shit because it's so good.
Yes, yes, yes. Easy, like take it easy. Easy, compadre. All right.
Eso,
Google it, locas. I love it. That was going to be my... Bitch, you always take my shit. I'm so pissed. I thought I was going to turn you on to something, bitch. But
I was so excited to get, the single. And I was like, no se me va a olvidar. So it's been in my computer. Like I wrote here in my computer, you know, like, cause I wanted to make sure because they're amazing people. They're always supporting. They're like a life force, both Coca and Greñas in Austin. So like,
yes,
let's support their band. Yes. It's amazing.
Shout out Greñas, AKA Chilo Machine. You're amazing. Okay. Okay, actually, I do have a recommendation. My brother, okay, some of you Patreon listeners are familiar with my brother because we did an episode together.
That's right.
But we bond over like rock because he loves rock. You know, me and my brother are so excited that System of a Down is back together again.
Amen. Oh, so
that was
good.
Our shit when we were growing up, okay? But
ay, tu, mi hermana.
I know. Oh my God. Osiris. I'll never forget when we did System of a Down karaoke together. That was so
fun. That was exactly 3 years ago,
Sugar.
By the way. When you guys were reading when you were singing the lyrics, I'm like, that's what it says this whole entire time.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
See, System of a Down has been singing about kombucha for years. Y'all hipsters don't even know. Okay.
Pura pinche poesía.
I know. Okay. So my brother sent me this video about this band from the late 70s in, I believe it's in Peru. And they're called
Los Psychos.
Yes. And I've been listening to, me and my brother have been listening to them. And so that's my recommendation. I'm gonna put the video and the links. But of course, white people take credit for everything, girl, because some think that punk rock was actually invented. It was started in South America, okay?
In Peru.
And
bitch.
In Peru. So Los Psychos is my recommendation. If you guys like punk, rock and roll, as they say.
It's like punk surfer rock. It's so
fucking
awesome. Good.
And they just did a bunch of re-releases this year. So you can listen to the re-release collection right now. Also on Spotify. Hashtag not sponsored. Please sponsor us, Spotify. Thank you so much. Okay. You have anything else, Babs?
That's it.
All right. As always, you can visit us at latinoswholunch.com. Please send your emails to asklwlpod@gmail.com. Oh my God, I'm going. I gotta go. How do you say PS in Spanish again?
Postdata, PD.
You know how hard it was for me, not to be like, and now welcome to the stage, postdata. Anyway, where was I? Please, if you have a moment, review us wherever you listen to podcasts. 5 stars.
5 estrellas solamente.
Because the more reviews we have, the more visible we are. And
visibility leads to representation, and representation matters.
That's right. Today's episode was produced by Justin Favela and Emmanuel Ortega, with production assistance from Maite Sosa. The music you're listening to now is by the wonderful band Balloon. Google them.
Balloon.
I'm Fabi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
Bye.
Ta 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 ya 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 ya.